Blackpink in your area.
So I know this song or this? No.
You should not.
Okay.
You're better off, but you'll know about it after this episode.
All right. I mean, as you sing it, it reminds me of Sam Smith's Unholy, so.
Oh, nice.
My sound is low.
My sound's spot on for a change. It's nice.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Right. It's better than yours. I could teach you.
I have,
but
to
I'd
charge.
Charge.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
You can't be giving away all your milkshake secrets for nothing.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, come on. Those are hard-earned.
But
Ray's been nothing but audio disaster since he got this new computer.
This is true.
That's true. I'm a pretty standard, you know, first-time homeowner, middle-aged man. So, as a matter of fact, if I could get all the boys off my yard, that would be way better. Get off my lawn, kids!
I don't know who was in first.
Oh, I don't either. I was actually looking at the script.
I should have a spinoff segment where me and old man can discuss the Masked Singer if he still watches, since nobody else cares anymore.
Now I'm out. Once I broke free, I didn't ever want to look back.
Mm.
Even this season's first getting kicked off the show guy wasn't enough to drag me back in. First elimination, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, I've already forgotten who got booted off. They're very
Bert,
famous.
The lovable chimney sweep.
What did you say?
I said Bert, the lovable chimney sweep.
Okay.
You don't know who Dick Van Dyke is?
Oh, Dick Van Dyke, yes. I don't know who Bert the chimney sweep is.
Oh, I would have. In my world, his character in Mary Poppins is his by far most famous role.
No, to me, his most famous role was playing Dick Van Dyke on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh no, not a, I don't even think that's close.
I love that show.
That's for peasants.
That was one of the
best
shows on TV for a long time. Had Rose Marie and Maury Amsterdam.
Sorry, that was good, Samurai. Made me chuckle. You know, honestly, if there was a podcast, whether it's on the network or not, and it was just a super low energy show with you and the old man being really angry about stuff, I would listen to it.
The worst part of the Dick Van Dyke, when I think back, is they did make him try to sing Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah.
He cannot do this at 98 years old. He could not quite keep up with it.
No.
No. But he gave it a good whirl. You know, he's old. What do you want?
Yeah, absolutely. 98, that's a hell of a run.
I just made that up. I have no idea how old Dick Van Dyke is.
That's pretty close.
He's 90-something for sure.
97.
There you go.
You were super close.
So old. All right, are we ready to roll here?
Yeah, let's get us moving.
You get all your ducks lined up in a row?
I'm going to try my best. If I stumble, I'm sure you'll help.
That way one lightning bolt kills all of them, right? Right.
If that was a specific reference, I didn't get it. If you were just talking about duckling murder, I appreciate that.
No, that's just what happens in D&D. Invariably, if you line up all the characters in a row, somebody lightning bolts you. I mean, it's like required.
I thought maybe you were just anti-duck.
Not a big fan of duck.
I know that Ray's wife has a t-shirt that, in my mind, graphically depicts ducklings being run over.
Oh.
It's very controversial.
Okay.
And by that I mean it's hilarious, but I think of it often.
Duck hater. All right. What? I don't know what's going on. Okay.
You're going to start the show.
I'm trying. I failed twice. True believers, welcome to the 372nd installment of this here show. That's a lot. A lot right there. We got Ray, we got Ian, we got me. Hi.
Hello.
Howdy.
In the messed up world of the weather in central PA right now, I don't understand what goes on.
Today was an inch and a half of snow, followed by sleet and freezing rain, and tomorrow it's 70 degrees.
Yeah, and in the day after, 32.
Uh-huh.
Look.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, we are. We live here. I mean, that's why we have the hilarious saying, don't like the weather in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Just wait. It'll change by the afternoon.
Yeah, but man, this year has been crazier than normal.
Yeah, a little bit festive. A little bit too much going on.
This is the week of February 22nd all the way till March 1st. What's your prediction? March, in like a lion or out like a lamb?
It's still not an either-or situation.
Every year.
It's those two things in that order. March comes in like a lion and no, out like a lamb.
It's what? It's either-or. It either comes in like a lion, out like a lamb, or in like a lamb and out like a lion.
Oh. But
they flip-flop.
Oh, no, no. It's always lion in, lamb out.
No.
Yes. If not, my prediction is still that.
Okay. We'll see. Where we at? In your 7-day 4-star crisis.
My chickens.
Oh, the Titans.
My ducklings?
That's right.
Nice.
That's it. What do we have this week? You had Venom. He fought Cage and Gamorpha.
Yeah, he did.
How'd that go?
Total success and total success.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, Cage, I had to build up a little bit more powers so I could hit them consecutively so he didn't throw out too many of those projectiles, which I don't love. But yeah, easily managed to defeat both of them.
Yeah, I managed to...
Turns out Agent Venom's pretty good.
He's not bad. I managed to defeat Luke Cage first go. Was not too bad hurt, so I'm like, well, let's try Gamora. She then stun-locked me the entire game, and I watched her play the entire game until I was defeated. But then the next day, I got enough black somehow in between the stuns that I was able to take her out. She's not to be trifled with. Her stun is serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exceptionally effective.
Next week, you've got Coulson versus Strange.
Coulson and I are best friends.
Oh, very good.
He's going to totally get it done. That guy's fantastic.
I enjoy playing Coulson. Well, look at that. We even all have the same Coulson build for once. How was that?
I'm imagining it was on purpose except for one of us.
It's likely.
That's very fair speculation. Again, like I said, there was a time when he got, I don't know if Craig ever used him, but he was, you know, he hung out with Carol a lot. They were very effective. He can swap tiles and, you know, charge them. He's just, he gets the job done. He turned out to be a great character, and all his active abilities have passive components. So he's working twice as hard as your average character.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he is a great support character. And every time he fires a power, Strange is going to give him a beatdown, but he should still be able to get it done.
Yeah, and a lot of his things will, if you use his yellow, he'll put out all those countdown tiles, so Strange will, you know, shoot you the one time, but then you can get the effect of, you know, half a dozen different countdown tiles without being affected again by his ability, so I'm optimistic.
Oh, good, ugly. In Storyland, you've got Cosmic Chaos is running. That gets you Iron Fist, Reptile, and Havoc. Placement there is Slimer and Hitmonkey. That's followed by Thick of Thieves, Deadpool, Slimer, Hitmonkey. Placement is the new character we'll talk about later, and some Wong Shards.
Nice.
PvP World, it's still the Open Your Mind Quaid season. Flight Test is running now. That'll get you Sleeves. And Rai, placement is Legion and some Wong there as well. So we got a new character. We did not get this one right.
No, but I had read on either Reddit or the forums, someone had speculated this, and it makes a ton of sense. It's someone who is has very much traditionally strong in tradition and has traditional strength, and... You know, what an appropriate February release.
All right, so we got 4-star M'Baku. Mbata, need you. he is the Jabari Chieftain. He appears to be red, yellow, and black here. He's a hero and a Wakandan, which I don't know, is that a new tag? Did that one already exist? I don't remember.
What's that, Wakandan?
Yeah.
It's probably new. Ish. I mean, okay. It was new. Yeah. It's new with a bunch of the other news.
Yeah.
His red power is called Wakanda's Power. Red passive. His match damage is increased by 60%. This is increased by 1% for each percent of health he is missing. Wakandan's match damage is increased by 5% for each Wakandan on the team. As you're going up in level, at level 5, his match damage is increased by 300%, with an extra 3% for each percent health missing, and other Wakandans are getting 15% increased match damage going on there for each Wakandan on the team. So if you get 3 Wakandans, this really adds up.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, 300%, that's quite substantial. That's got to make him hit, you know, like a 5-star, I would think, almost. His match damage should be very high.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exciting.
The yellow power, Wakanda's Peace, passive. He gains a burst of health whenever an ally matches a black, red, or yellow tile. This is increased by 1% for each percent health he is missing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whenever a Wakandan ally matches a black, red, or yellow tile, give a burst of health to any Wakandans on the team as well. At level 5, it is a burst of 443 and a burst of 167 to Wakandans. So he gets hurt, hits you for a truckload of damage, but then heals back up.
Yeah.
Not true healing, though.
No.
That's
right.
I suppose that might make him too strong in the 4-star world. The black one, Wakanda's Pride, black passive. He takes 22 less damage from matches and abilities. This is increased by 1% for each percent health he is missing. At 10% health, he cannot be stunned. Wakandans take 8 less damage from matches and abilities for each Wakandan from matches and abilities for each Wakandan on the team. When you get up to level 5, he takes 92 less damage, which is being increased by 2% for each percent health missing. And if he is at 40% health or lower, he cannot be stunned. Wakandans are then taking 34 less damage. So when you get up at 40% can't be stunned, that's usable there.
Yeah.
That can be handy.
How much? 40, you said?
40%.
Nice.
So I think he's got to be a 5-5-3-5, right?
Well, the middle one's healing, so clearly.
Oh, well. Right. And it's burst healing. If it was true healing, I might redefine. But I don't know. Those are interesting set of passives there. Curious to see how that plays out.
So, again, I know this is without at a risk of sounding very cliche, because he seems like he's obviously designed for, you know, Wakandan teams because of all his things. I assume his percentage boost for match damage, would that stack with Okoye's match damage boost if they're on the same team?
Well, I don't know what you're. I don't know Okoye.
I thought one of Okoye's appeals was the having a team of tiles increased the team's match damage.
No, it increases power damage.
Ability damage.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I thought it was match damage.
No, that's why everybody likes her. If you've got a power that fires more than one attack, she bumps all of them.
Oh, it's just her own team up match damage. Thanks. I understand. Okay. All right. Well, I didn't process that because I don't have a Koye and I don't know her that well, but everybody pairs well with her, and this guy pairs well with Wakandans. I can only assume that maybe someday they'll work together.
In the feeder update, 4-star M'Baku will feed you 5-star Civil War Black Panther.
Oh, all right.
He does not have a 3-star feeder at this time. Release schedule, like I said, Thick as Thieves starts on the 23rd, runs to the 26th. Covers and Shards in placement there. The Welcome to Shield event running the 26th through the 1st. Shards plus a recruit token in there. Enemy of the State runs the 27th through the 5th. Covers and Shards in there. In the Predator and Prey versus, Covers and Shards is placement there. And his PvP appears to be called Might of the Jabari. That's going to run the 26th to the 1st. Covers and Shards in there as well. The M'Baku and Friends Vault running the 26th to the 1st. 3-4 stars being M'Baku, Shuri, and a random 4-star. So there you go. The Chieftain of the Jabari tribe.
Solid addition.
No. Why did I close that?
I don't know.
In other news that they put out, ICE put out a thing about they've updated 7-day PvP PvE event rewards. He says, well, technically it's not actually updated because it came to their attention that they've never been a 7-day PvE event since clearance level 10 came out. So this is a really big chart. Like, a whole lot of chart. You can feel free to read it at your leisure.
I would take this. I would assume that this means that they're going to be putting out a 7-day event.
It says further down that Enemy of the State, which is going to start on the 27th, will be a 7-day PVE event.
Oh, I mean, wait, what? That seems long. Am I wrong?
No, it's long.
Okay. Because I hear a lot of pushback when it's like a 2-day PVE event.
Well, when a subnode has 2 days, yeah, people hate those.
Right. Right. They genuinely do. I understand it to a degree. So 7 days.
Well, the 7-day, it's like each node, like there's a different event each day. Like it's not like the 2 days where, you know, you're not getting as many rewards.
I like the fact that Samurai said he's been holding on to Enemy of the State tokens for 4 years. So now he's going to cash those in.
Nice. See, hoarding pays off.
That's a lot of hoarding right there.
Yeah, it is.
They still need to bring back the gauntlet, right?
I think they should.
Was that a week long? It was a week long, right? Was it not?
I don't pay enough attention.
It seemed like it ran for a long time when it would come up.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's been gone for quite a number of years at this point.
Yeah, it has. It was hard, but I enjoyed it. I liked the challenge.
Well, back when we didn't have all that many characters, it could get difficult.
Yeah.
So that's the news. What else you got?
No. I don't have much. I'm trying not to get too excited for our low-rent Comic-Con this weekend.
All right.
That's about it.
Maybe I'll find some sweet Speed Racer toy or something.
What do you think the odds are that there will be like mid-80s Star Wars collectibles at this Comic-Con that I don't have?
Oh, that you don't have? I would say...
I don't know. Do you got a blaster?
I would say 27%.
Well, I don't have a blaster, but I don't really... That's not on the list as far as I'm aware.
Well, you know, that's a Star Wars mid-80s toy.
There's three ships and one character. I found a character that I don't have, so I'm immediately disappointed by that.
Is it a power droid?
No, it's an Ewok. Yeah. Oh. There's apparently an Ewok named Paplu.
Paplu, yeah.
Never heard of that character until I got this full list. All the other characters, all the other figures I have, so...
I think he's one of the head cannibals that, you know, cooks... You know, other living beings and eat some.
Sure. Yeah. So if I find Paplu, I'll have to try and acquire him. And then there are three ships that I don't have. So.
They're not cannibals.
Well, I guess they're eating other Ewoks. Yeah. Just eating all that clone meat, or yeah.
Right.
That's all I got. I don't have anything.
Yeah.
And again, not even that. I don't think. I think at that point in the Empire, I don't think any troopers were clones at that point. Those were just normal human and other humanoid race recruits that were, you know, that became conscripts in the Imperial Army.
Yeah, you're probably correct.
Yeah, they phased out the clones decades before that.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I mean, I'm learning why as I watch more, but yeah, I'm being reminded of all sorts of 7 days. I didn't realize that was something that had been temporarily worked out of the game. Due to my infrequent involvement in events. But yeah, apparently ISO 8 Brotherhood and the Hulk and Prodigal Son and Enemy of the State were all 7-day events that have been...
Oh, is the Hulk the one where I have to go to, like, Florida and the Arctic Circle and somewhere else and somewhere else?
That sounds familiar. Yeah, and then you get a free Hulk eventually.
Oh, man.
That's the only thing I remember about it is on day 3 you get, like, a free Hulk cover.
That's been a while, yeah. All right, then, let's move on.
Do it, Doug.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Phoenix sets Scott on fire.
All right, let's talk about Cyclops Scott Summers, the Phoenix 5 version. 5-star red, yellow, and green character. Let me talk about this character that sound like the first time I've ever heard any of this stuff from me, so I'm pumped. All right, he has the Phoenix Blast, which costs 9 red AP. It deals 2,078 damage and creates 2 red 3-turn repeater tiles that destroy 1 green basic tile. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP or deal damage. As this scales up, it creates 3 repeater tiles and the damage is 11,861. So a significant scale up in damage. Savior of Mutant Kind. 7 yellow AP. Increase all Cyclops' teammates' match damage by 60%. For every 3 team-up AP you have, swap a pair of basic tiles. Passive, if Cyclops has no active teammates, swap Cyclops' yellow and black match damage, and this power becomes Dark Phoenix Unleashed. As this scales up, let's see what's going on. Increases match damage by 75%. Swaps a pair of basic tiles for each team-up AP you have. Okay, so that the 3 team-up AP drops to 1, and the match damage increases to 75%. Alright, the alternate version of this power is a black ability. It's called Dark Phoenix Unleashed. It costs 13 black AP. Drain all friendly team-up AP and deal 2,745 damage to the enemy, plus 235 additional damage for each AP drained this way. As this scales up, you are doing an initial 19,774 damage, plus 1,731 additional damage for each AP drained.
That could add up.
Yeah, that seems potent. And last, he's got a disarming gaze. It costs 10 green AP. Stuns a random enemy for 2 turns and converts 4 tiles to red basic tiles, targeting enemy strike tiles first. As that scales up, he converts 7 basic tiles, or 7 tiles to red basic tiles, and it targets enemy strike and protect tiles first. So that's interesting. I mean, that's probably a 5-5-3 situation. But disarming gaze isn't awful. The random stunning is like a bonus, but I don't like that it's random. I don't know. Do you guys have any history with Phoenix 5 Cyclops?
Not really. I've used him. I have him jammed.
Okay. He doesn't seem bad. Is
he
bad?
No, he does a ton of damage. But I think I've only used him when he's been boosted, so I'm a little, you know, skewed on that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have him at a non-optimal 5-3-5 build.
Oh, okay.
Not really sure why.
He might be. I don't know what the correct build is, to be honest.
According to the internets, it's 3-5-5. Although that seems odd that his red would be a 3.
Right. Well, because that his black feeds his red, so I feel like the red would happen frequently, so you would want... But maybe it's a scaling up sort of situation. Like, the amount of damage you can deal at level 3 red isn't that different than what you're dealing at level 4 red, and all level 5 red does is get you... 3 red repeater tiles instead of 2 red repeater tiles. So it might not be, you know, as efficient.
Yeah, it could be the case. I've got him at a 5-2-2, so. Ian, you've got him at 2-1-3, you know.
Wow!
Look at all those
colors.
That's
a lot more than I anticipated.
Yeah!
Good for me!
You're the man.
That's coming up sooner than later. I like that a lot. Well, that's awesome. There you go. That's what Sunny and Zand are. Phoenix 5 Cyclops.
Someday we'll get that Phoenix Namor.
Oh, was he part of the Phoenix 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. He's busy.
All right.
He's busy invading Wakanda.
Yeah. What are we at? Number next. Acting. Thank you.
Ah, this segment. I remember this.
Ian, who's our person of interest this week?
This week, we will be exploring potential roles for Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio. This week. We will be sparting. Let's start with Craig this week, since it's his turn to go first. And unexpectedly, seems like he has an awesome suggestion, and one that I totally agree with.
I like this suggestion for me, but, you know, it's a character that I enjoy that nobody else does.
Right.
But I am going with the ever-popular Black Tom Cassidy as my choice here. Now, look at that picture. You know,
yeah,
you could,
I see it.
DiCaprio could pull it off.
Physically, it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very, very, I don't know anything about him, unfortunately.
He channels energy through a stick, so...
Is he a villain or a good guy?
He is a partner of the Juggernaut, so he is on the bad side of the Marvel world.
Okay, so does that mean he is also, not When I say also, I don't mean to suggest that Juggernaut is a mutant, but does that mean he is a mutant?
He is a mutant, yes. He channels energy through his stick.
Okay.
For some reason, his power has to be channeled through wood, so he's usually carrying, you know, a shillelagh, a walking stick, you know,
okay,
something that he can hit you with.
Great. I love it.
But yeah, he's a longtime villain, nemesis of the X-Men, best friends with the Juggernaut.
Awesome.
And I believe cousin the Banshee.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, I might all have right to then. Buy that. There's a Legends figure.
Look at oh, that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it looks sharp.
Boy, I might have to order one of those.
Yeah. Okay. Well, for my Leonardo DiCaprio role, I went with a role that already exists in the MCU, so this will be my first recasting.
All right.
I pictured Leonardo DiCaprio as the classic Baron Carl Amadeus Mordo. Since we're going with a slightly younger Benedict version of Stephen Strange, I thought an equally aged Leonardo DiCaprio would fit the role of the Baron Mordo before he lost control of his barony.
There's a theme appearing in Discord. But he's not black.
Black Irish.
Yeah, that's where I was going to, yes. So, yeah, that's what I'm liking. I like him as Baron Mordo.
Not the defrocked Mordo.
Not regular Carl Mordo.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to hang out with Carl.
Student of the arts.
Yeah, the Baron of the arts now, that guy.
Right. Yeah, that guy I'm okay with.
He's a dangerous guy. All right, I like Baron Mordo.
Where are you at? So,
I went with... I think I was more influenced by the Wolf of Wall Street kind of character, where he's a rich playboy, and I immediately went with a member of the Stark family, and so I did a little looking at Arno Stark, the nephew slash brother, depending on what timeline you're in, of Tony Stark. Basically, he is a Stark, but he was genetically modified by an alien race, and he becomes Iron Man 2020.
Oh,
I think that kind of, I mean, you know, we've got the Quantumania. You can do timeline stuff. And
yeah, absolutely. I would, if Robert Downey Jr. didn't exist, I would cast him as Iron
Man.
Yeah,
I mean, Robert Downey Jr. was the perfect Tony Stark, but
yeah.
Yeah, he really was.
But I think Leonardo DiCaprio doing a different Iron Man who is also a rich playboy.
Yeah. Yep. I love it. I can very easily see it happening.
Oh, man. That's,
you know, obviously, I don't think it's something that DiCaprio is interested in. He has publicly expressed many times that you should avoid superhero films if you want to continue being an actor. So, but yeah, absolutely. I liked all those casting. Is that Arcade?
Yeah, as I look up the Black Tom Cassidy Marvel Legends figure, which is only $13 on Amazon, there's an Arcade one for only $11.98. It seems like a bargain.
Is that Wendigo or Sasquatch that you build if you buy all the ones in that series?
Well, let me click on it and see if there's more details.
I don't think that this was a tangent that we needed, but...
No, I didn't, but I'm genuinely curious.
What does it not say?
Good point, Samurai. Oh, you can buy all these figures through the Amazon banner on our website, puzzlewarriors3.com.
From the very small picture on the back that I can't zoom in on, that does appear to be... Oh, no, it is... Do you remember the made-up thing that they called that was Zemnu?
No.
All right, he appeared in a Hulk comic. It's... Yeah, ignore it. It's Zemnu.
The made-up thing, as opposed to all the other fictional characters.
That's right.
Right, but I see... yes, no, I'm not familiar with him, but I Googled it, and it immediately appears to be Zemnu.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, not someone I'm aware of.
Nope, and you shouldn't sweat be. It. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, as always, to Thespify.
Oh, and next week, everyone, get ready to send Ray your thoughts on Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yes. Thank you for reminding the listeners.
Next
week, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
So, Willie, is there anything in the mailbag about Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, boy, is there. Well, a little bit about Leonardo. But, let's start over on the D3 forums, where TJR author says, I think it's very telling that more and more people are making my jokes for me. Batroc and MPQ, it is inevitable.
I considered saying DiCaprio for Batroc, to be honest with you.
I don't think DiCaprio's got the moves to be Batroc, but
No, not at all. I agree.
Dances with Weevils over on the Reddit said, listening to the podcast this morning, hearing Craig's snap judgment on Moon Ghoul and Devil Dinosaur, I did the only thing a longtime listener to this podcast could do when hearing Craig pan something. I immediately watched it. I loved it. I loved almost everything about it, including its style, which Craig calls bad animation. Go give it a try yourself.
I thought its animation looked terrible, but I want to watch it to see if the story's any good.
He also said, easy pickings for Leonardo. Any of the kids, Rawhide, Two Gun, and Colt. Interesting. I think he definitely was influenced by Django Unchained and the Western feel.
We'll sit on that for a while because it's many, 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 many weeks down the list. But, I mean, I don't even want to. We'll get there. I'm okay with what he said, but we'll get there. I feel like there's a clear and obvious answer. But I don't want to leap forward, 40 weeks in advance.
Parodiac said, we talked about the balloon downing. Given his military background, I think he had to comment. Modern balloons are filled with helium, not hydrogen, so they're not explosive like the Hindenburg. In 1998, a rogue Canadian weather balloon was intercepted by two Canadian F-18s who fired over 1,000 20-millimeter rounds at the balloon. The rounds punched holes in the balloon, but it slowly leaked helium and finally came down. This is why sidewinders were used this time at a cost of $500,000 each.
But if you bring it down slowly, you have a much higher chance of recovering what the balloon was, holding in the air, as opposed to just dumping it into the ocean at high speeds.
I'm not sure that's right, accurate.
If you're just telling me it comes down slowly, slowly is better than fastly when it comes to hitting the ground.
I don't know. Again, I'm not an expert in this. I would think that, if it's coming down slowly, one, you wanted to take it down. Did you really do that? You just kind of sort of did it. Anyway, he also commented on Pop Pop.
There you go, Ray. Way to steer out of that. I thought you were trapped and I was going to come for you, but I was hoping you could just steer your way out of that. It's exactly what you said. I'm not an expert. Forgive me for not relying on Craig's expertise about how to shoot down UFOs, but I'm just going to take the line that the government's willing to feed me at this point.
Baron Diak's comment on Pop Pop, cream soda is delicious. Check out the Dr. Pepper and cream soda. It is a fantastic combo. That sounds gross. That last part's mine. And he also said Leonardo Red Skull. His performance as Madman in Wolf of Wall Street and a villain in Django Unchained leads me to believe that he could do Red Skull.
Okay. I can dig it.
Jeff Duggan.
Hey-o.
Said, Ian, do you do all the puns?
I mean, for the show? No. So the one that you liked, I liked it too, and I felt super confident. On your average week, I will text Ray between 3 to 6 options in our group text. And on a super good week, Craig will also pepper in a suggestion or two. But I mean, that the Kang week that happened, I sent that as the only option to Ray. And I felt fully confident about it. Normally, I just slap together some puns and I'm like, hey, maybe this theme. And so, Ray will give some input and Ray will get the final say. So Craig and I just try to give him as many options to work with as possible.
There you go.
Often
no, Craig is also sharp with the puns, but I'm just going to go out on a weird limb and say Craig is busier and more dedicated to his job than I am. And as whether or not you know him or believe this, he has a much better work ethic than I do. So I'm willing to dedicate a lot more of my work day, to thinking up bad puns for the show.
And at least 75% of the puns are really jokes for Ian and I, and aren't appropriate as pun titles for this show.
Right, we can pepper those in sometimes.
Jeff Duggan also said, on the topic of Henry Peter Gyrich, Ian, you are correct, the Gyrich menaces the X-Men as a member of the U.S. Senate. This was Gary Shandling's character in Iron Man 2 and Winter Soldier. Could have been a stand-in for Garrick if Marvel had their X-Men rights at the time. So, yeah, that makes sense. Leonardo, I'd use as an alternate universe version of either Howard or Tony Stark.
Hmm. Oh.
especially given both their womanizing tendencies.
Nice. I can accept that, too.
Last week, there was a question about Mr. Immortal in She-Hulk. He was the guy who had multiple wives all wanting a settlement, and we at one point see him throw himself out of a high-rise window, then get back up from the car hood he smacked into.
Okay. Yep, I remember that
there
scene.
There you go. That's so funny. That's Mr. Immortal.
I didn't put that together.
He says, I love the Samurai Shadowcat Battletech reference in the infographic, and it needs a better shout-out. All right, there you go. He also says on Pop Pop, Hires is the best root beer that isn't homemade. Mr. Root Beer is a fabulous home kit. No idea about cream sodas.
Huh.
I don't remember liking Hires.
No, but I want to revisit it.
He also says there is no good route from Grand Rapids to Wisconsin. You have a very large inland freshwater sea that is Lake Michigan in the way. So plan your trip accordingly.
Okay.
he also gave me some suggestions on Riri because I asked if Doc Thor is going to be used with Riri, then 355 is the way to go because repeaters won't survive Jane's tile destruction. That's a good point. Otherwise, as long as you've got 5 red for the lots of charged tiles, doesn't really matter too much. All right, so there you go. And finally, Did You See Me on Reddit said Leonardo should be cast as Longshot, a character that I enjoyed back when he was introduced in 1985. Not familiar with Longshot.
Doesn't Longshot
have,
like...
Oh, he's super lucky. He lives in Murder World with Mojo.
Yeah. Well, that in Mojo Land, in Mojo World.
Mojo Land, yeah. No, sorry, not Murder World. That's Arcade.
But doesn't he has, like, long, flowing blonde hair and stuff, right? I just can't picture DiCaprio that way to me. Doesn't.
Yeah, I mean... I hear what you're saying. It doesn't, you know, it would take something. Those are the depictions of Longshot that live in my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, with hair and makeup, they could do anything. Sure, so, you know. Sure. But yeah, I hear you. It's not an easy natural transition for me to close my eyes and see him as Longshot. I do love Longshot.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for him to show up someday. Is that all of it?
Right? That is all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, okay. Willie.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wasn't sure. I was like, have we totally wrecked Ray's segment?
Whatever. It always tangents into oblivion, so.
moving on. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I'm Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right, let's see what kind of boosted characters we are contending with this week. 3-star boosted characters. The original Wakandan. Black Panther. Black AoE is boosted, his strike tiles are stronger, and his repeater generating protect tiles will also be boosted. Bullseye. Man, when he downs someone, he'll throw out a whole bunch of boosted strike tiles. He can hurl those strike tiles at the enemy for increased amounts of damage. And his green, if you make some appropriate cascades, it should do a little damage as well. Dr. Doom. Attack tiles boosted, as well as his purple. If that goes off, that should do a significant amount of damage, not a significant a lot. Come on, Ian. You're better than this. Doc Ock. He'll be doing more damage when he uses Manipulate if he grabs special tiles. His attack tiles that he creates with his black will be increased, as will the damage from Armed and Dangerous. Human Torch. His red attack. Increased damage, green repeater increased damage, and I don't remember if he puts out attack or strike tiles with his black, but those will be slightly increased as well. And the Punisher, red damage increased, black damage increased. I think his green might do a skosh of damage as well. Now, for the 4-star characters that are boosted this week, Cloak alongside Dagger are both boosted. So more damage out of light knives, bigger attack tiles out of Child of Darkness, and more healing from Child of Light. Oh, and the Pocket Dimension always does a little bit of damage. It'll do a little bit more. Elektra, her double-double cross puts out bigger strike tiles. Her Ballet of Death is even deadlier, and the trap tiles do more damage when she shadow steps. Totally Awesome Hulk. Mastermind Excello does stronger punch damage, more hot dog healing. And the tiny bit of damage that goes with See the Math of It will be increased to a tiny +1.
Hot dog, Mantis. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Mm-hmm.
The hot dog dance.
Hot dog. Man, They might be giants or great. I'm never disappointed to hear them. Let's keep going. Talk about Mantis. This is a character that exists. Purple damage is increased. The health burst is increased. And the green healing in damage and stunning, but no stunning being increased. What do we got? What do we got? Red Hulk. I love that guy. His green AoE is increased. Does a lot more damage if you have too much of it. Sam Wilson, the 4-star version. Dive Bomb does a ton of damage. Bigger protect tiles with yellow. And blue matches do better tile buffing. Shuri is boosted. Twin Blasters, more damage, and more damage from matching red, or from matching fortified tiles with her red.
You could team her up with M'Baku.
Yeah, absolutely. There'd probably be, and the boosted Black Panther. Lots of good Wakandan choices this week. Wasp is boosted. Wasp Sting, more damage, bigger strike protect tile, and stronger buffing as you swap between the two of them. And that buzzing sound does a ton of damage if it gets matched. The 5-star boosted characters this week. Deadpool. Uh-oh, hang on. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. That was terrible and unprofessional of me. Alright, not dead, I'm back. Abyssal Blades, more damage. His penance fair, depending on what color it is, I think the yellow does more damage, and purple will do more damage. Same thing with Weighed and Measured, also doing a bit more damage. Doctor Strange is boosted this week, so his Flames of the Faltine will do more damage, and more damage with his Crimson Bands. Oh my. Gamora, 5-star edition, is the boosted. Let's see what she's up to. Yellow does more damage, red does more damage, and you guessed it, more damage from her black ability. And Kingpin is boosted this week. He's been recently reworked. Let's see how those changes will be affected. His blue will deal more damage, and the repeatal tile in the green will deal more damage and make a slightly bigger attack tile. Let's see what Samurai has to say about these situations. You may remember this from Synergy segment featuring Rey a couple of years ago. 4-star Wasp plus Shuri plus Main Event Hulk. Shuri makes powers cheaper, so Wasp Black is really cost-effective as damage plus stun. Wasp Blue Sting Trap is heinous when it's boosted. Main Event Hulk Shuffle sometimes matches fortified tiles for you without wasting your actual move. And then there's other stuff that he does independently is fine. So yeah, you've got the excellent but unboosted Main Event Hulk paired up with boosted Wasp and boosted Shuri make a great synergy segment featuring Rey's team-up team. So yeah, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Moving on. Ian, hit me with some pop, pop.
Pop, pop.
Oh, pop, pop. All right. So this, unlike the previous pop, pop segments, are going to have, this one has a lot of backstory. So bear with me. It's going to be a bit longer.
Rawr.
But what's that?
You said bear with me.
Rawr.
Oh, okay. So, when getting ready for this segment last week, it was still a new segment, and I had been kind of phoning it in. So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to actually listen to the song and try to pitch something popular to Rey. So I listened to one of the list that I have in front of me, and I listened to what was listed as the most popular song, and I thought, it was okay. But maybe that's not the right song for the show, and I listened to another song. So about an hour and a half later, I listened to their entire 2019 Coachella live set, their appearance on The Tonight Show and on The Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Wow.
And yeah, and then, and a bunch of other videos to see if, you know, which song I, you know, was for me. And then the next day, I got on the YouTube and watched they have the official music videos, and then they have a dance version of each video where they just do a lot more dancing. And so I watched all of those. And then the next day, I listened to all of Lisa's solo work. And then I listened to all of Rose's solo work. And this just went on to, for many days, It led to my wife being exceptionally disappointed in me and the choices that I'm making musically. however, I can't, something really, really clicked with me. So, I mean, after I eventually emerged from the rabbit hole, which I'm still, you know, tampering with, that led me to say that I am an official fan. And I mean, it could be none other than the quintessential K-pop quartet of Jisoo, Jennie, Rose, and Lisa, better known as Blackpink. So Blackpink has been in my area for 7 nonstop days, and I can't get it out of my head. I mean, it was a deep dive, but it was a satisfying deep dive. I was going to try to steer Craig in that direction, but the only bait that I had was they did a duet with a duet. They're a quartet,
yeah, they did the ice cream song.
They did the ice cream song.
I love the ice cream song.
I hate the ice cream song. They have so many good songs. So
that's a Selena Gomez.
It was Selena Gomez. That's why I thought it would be an easy sell for you. But then I tried to listen to it, and I was like, this song is terrible. Shutdown is a better song. I mean, Kill This Love is a better song. Pink Venom is a better song. I love the song Boomba Ya. It's got, like, this great, like, Bollywood feel.
But they're not ice cream with Selena Gomez.
Do-do-do-do-do is a better song. Honestly, their catalog was fantastic. And I've been so pleased with my deep dive into the band Blackpink. So, if you want to get some Blackpink in your area, they do, in fact, shut it down. So, it comes highly recommended. I'm going to try to pull myself out of this eventually. But for now, it's been a lot of fun. In the spirit of that, I would like to, for the pop segment of this, I'm going to talk about a pop that I actually enjoy.
Ooh.
Because the last two were things that I kind of was down on. Let me tell you, briefly, about my favorite lemon lime soda. Craig, care to speculate? I know I didn't prep you, but
Is it still in production?
It is still in production. It used to be made by Sweet Valley, but now it is made by the Dad's Root Beer Company.
Squirt?
What? No, that is grapefruit. How dare you? It's not lemon lime. No, the correct answer is Bubble Up.
What?
Bubble Up is it is, in my opinion, the pinnacle of lemon lime sodas, but it is a standard, just decaffeinated lemon lime drink that Dad's Soda makes. It's... Huh.
I don't think I've ever had
like
that.
It's a less sharp version of 7-Up.
How did it compare to, like, Slice back in the day?
It's a little, not as sweet as Slice, but you're similar. Okay. It's got that clean taste that 7-Up has, but 7-Up is so sharp. Like, I just drink it, and I'm like, my insides! Bubble Up is the way to go. If you want to treat yourself, or
treat
if
yourself.
Perhaps you're on a long road trip and you're super hungry and you find yourself settling for a Cracker Barrel, they often have them in there. Grab yourself a Bubble Up.
Oh, I thought if you were going to set it yourself for some crappy food and a dunk, and then you find your way to a place that claims to have lots of pops for sale, maybe they have Bubble Up.
Yeah, no, that was a hoax, but those Gova Sesame Crunches, those were delicious, and I was happy that we stopped there. But yeah, so Bubble Up by the Dad's Root Beer Company. Check it out if you haven't already. Also, Blackpink. Check them out. Even if they're not in your area, I would say, give them both a chance. Enjoy some Blackpink with some Bubble Up.
Enjoy the ice cream song with Selena Gomez.
Dude, oh, that is such a downer.
I like that song.
They do a duet with Dua Lipa, which is ooh, quite nice.
I'll check that.
Okay. All right.
Have you found the Peeps flavored Pepsi yet? I can't find any to try it.
I have not, but I haven't explored for it yet.
Okay. I mean, it's got to be like one of the worst things of all time, but I really want to try one.
Yeah, I agree. It's important that I try it as well.
Yeah.
But I won't even, you know, other than Wegmans, I don't even know where to look for something like that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks then to Magnified.
Magnify.
Ian, you have Steam open.
I'm getting better. I'm at like 46%. So I'm not as caught off guard by this segment anymore. But I don't know. Do you guys have a multitude of things to open, or are you at a stalemate where things aren't available?
I'm never at that rate, but...
All right. Well, I got one.
I've got 6 to go.
All right. It turns out to be everybody's favorite, ever-loving thing. It's clobbering time.
Ray, you doing one? You doing a bunch? I don't know where you're at.
I believe I am still at one. However, I am also still at waiting for the game to load. So,
all right, I'm going to go ahead. Yeah. My first one.
Fancy new computers here, Ray.
It's not. It's on my iPad.
The first one's a purple monkey suit.
Oh, nice.
Number two, Agent Venom. Number three, Sabretooth. Four, Wolfsbane. Nova. And Vulture. A lot of animal-themed people there in a row.
Alrighty. So, in the meantime, I did click to open my one. And it is a purple. Nice. It is Monkey Business.
Oh, wow.
Hitmonkey.
So that monkey nice. Is now at a 333 monkey.
And mine is at a 543.
There you go. Monkeys for everybody. Except
Ian. Sweet. Yay. No Hitmonkeys for me just yet.
Yeah, brought to you by the OG. This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can check out this and several other excellent podcasts, all working together to bring you the best possible podcasting menu for your listening day. You can find us at soontobenamednetwork, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah, it's a little droll, but when I opened that token, that I need to now change my 4-star champion. I was wondering if there are any newer 4-stars that maybe have gone under my radar that I need to work on getting champed because they're viable and I need to be playing them more, or if perhaps I should just pick someone who I'm close to covering.
Donkey Teeth, he said 4 stars.
Yeah, I'm only on 4 stars. My 5-star is favorite is Okoye. So, because I hear she's popular, and I want to be like that. I didn't know, I should have come with like a small selection of people who I'm thinking about, like this person, or this person. 4-star Doc Ock, you say?
Asceticism says the answer is still Shang-Chi, and he's not right, wrong.
Right. I mean, I could very easily switch Okoye to Shang-Chi and, start building him up that way. But I'll deal with this the other day. My other situation that I find myself in is it's a dying on the vine situation.
Uh-oh.
I have 1,000 hero points, and I have 3 different characters dying on the vine. One is 3-star Kang. One is, two of the 4 are Sam Wilson, 3-star Sam Wilson's. He's at whatever the max level is, and I have not been able to re-roster him just yet. And then the other option is Dupe. Would you favor any of those over the others? And tell me more.
The 3-star Kang seems like he would be very strong for you.
Okay.
I would think, as compared, I mean...
Great. Right.
Yeah, Dupe isn't, and you know Sam Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would rather start building Kang before I start building a second Sam Wilson.
Yeah. Overlord is definitely picking Dupe.
Okay. I support that. He's the only 4-star of the bunch, so I considered that as well. But no, I have no news other than that.
Okie doke. I think that's it then. Thanks everybody for joining us this week. Comment suggestions, shoot them over to Ray. Tell us what you think Maggie could play in the MCU. Or you can go with that. Click on the Amazon banner, buy all those Build-A-Figure Marvel Legends characters, and nice. We can get some kickback on that. Because if you want that whole pack that gives you Juggernaut, $500. Woo!
Yeah, that seems pricey.
Yeah. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy some of our labeled swag there. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a mutant. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Goodness.